Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, My Peace I Give You.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. And Jesus said, Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am leaving, but I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, who is greater than I. I have told you this now, before it all happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many times through Scripture do we hear Jesus invite us to be at peace? My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Now, in our troubled world of today, this may seem like an impossibility, and yet, when the risen Christ appears to his disciples, his prayer is always peace. The peace that Jesus is speaking of is the kind of peace that only he can give, and it is not the peace of the world. Recently, as I listened to a woman sharing her story, it would seem she was carrying a very heavy cross in terms of all that was happening in her life. And yet, I could sense her deep faith in God's goodness, which radiated a deep peace. As in her own words, she said, she continued to gaze at him while he gazed at her. So what is this peace that Jesus speaks about? Well, we'll all have our own ideas. I think it is very similar to the kind of prayer that the desert mothers and fathers spoke about when they distinguished between vocal, mental, and heart prayer. Heart prayer came to be known as hesychastic prayer, from the Greek word which meant peace or stillness. In other words, a tranquility free from disturbance. The people who sought this kind of peace were longing for an inner freedom, which meant standing in the presence of the Lord with their mind in their heart. These people were not so much interested in embarking on an outward journey to some isolated place which might give them peace for a while, but rather they were in search of the inward journey into their heart. Now, I would say that in my privileged ministry of spiritual direction, what I hear most from those seeking a deep intimacy with God and Jesus is a cry for the peace which enables them to let go of noise and clutter, anxiety and worry, busyness, and all the activity in the mind in favor of resting with Jesus in the depths of one's heart. It is from the heart that we can then reach out and be present to others. Often our prayer begins in the mind, and as we settle down through paying attention to our breathing and heartbeat, we feel connected to the divine rhythmic beating in our hearts. Just listen to people who are not able to sleep well at night and invite them to do this. And it continues to amaze me how this practice gives them a much better habit of getting off to sleep. Once we have found this place of peace in our hearts, we can still ponder a word such as Jesus in our mind, then send it down into our hearts, and as we breathe the word and allow it to rest there, it prays itself, and we are at peace. It is this peace that enables us to be peace bearers, and like Jesus, be women and men for others. Of course, we cannot give what we do not have ourselves, or perhaps rather, what we have received ourselves, because peace is the gift of Jesus to us. Jesus knows if our deepest desire is to live with him, and that superficial living does not give us peace, or happiness for that matter. Our conversion to Christ happens in our heart, where there is no room for duplicity. When we are being true to ourselves in our own depths, it is then and there that we experience the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. Hear his words again. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. My peace I give you. So may our contemplation of Christ, the Prince of Peace, who as today's gospel reminds us, is always one with his Abba, may this contemplation shape our beliefs, our values, and relationships. May the peace of the risen Christ be at the heart of what motivates and integrates our lives as we reach out to earth and all people, all of creation, for the common good of peace. Amen. Thank you.